Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, June 10th, 2025, and we have a lineup of finance headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Stonegate updates coverage on Burcon NutraScience Corporation, BU mid-quarter update, FY25 Q4. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Burcon NutraScience Corporation during the mid-quarter of 4Q25. Burcon achieved a significant milestone by scaling up commercial production of its pea protein isolate at the Galesburg facility in less than 90 days, allowing them to meet customer demand and unlock revenue opportunities in a market expected to reach up to $392 million. The company also announced a share consolidation program at a 21 ratio and a strategic partnership with ProMan to acquire and operate a protein production facility. With new product launches and successful fundraising, Burcon is on track to achieve profitability and positive cash flows in FY26. Financially, the company reported revenues of $0.6 million in 3Q25, a net loss of $1.8 million, and a pro forma cash balance of approximately $10 million. Stonegate's valuation of BU ranges from $23.85 to $29.78, with a midpoint of $26.40, reflecting the company's potential growth and market position.
Money Show Masters Symposium Las Vegas, The Great Money Reset. Money Show announces the Money Show Masters Symposium Las Vegas, scheduled for July 5th to 17th, 2025, at Caesars Palace. This year's theme is The Great Money Reset, featuring top experts guiding attendees on investment decisions. The event offers networking opportunities, in-depth sessions, and access to industry experts. For more information, visit the InvestorWire website. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform focused on press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Money Show Masters Symposium Las Vegas, The Great Money Reset. Money Show announces the Money Show Masters Symposium Las Vegas, scheduled for July 15 to 17, 2025, at Caesars Palace. This year's theme is The Great Money Reset, featuring industry experts guiding attendees on investment strategies. Speakers include Anas Alhaji, Carolyn Borodin, Mark Mahaney, Larry McDonald, and Carly Garner. Money Show, led by Kim Githler and Aaron West, has a legacy of educating investors and traders. The symposium offers networking opportunities and valuable insights for building wealth. For more information, visit the InvestorWire website.
Leaders in the news: BBAI, SWAI, FCEL, LTRYAI for gaming and military applications, clean energy and digital transformation of $340 billion global lotto market. Wall Street Reporter highlights the latest comments from industry thought leaders shaping our world today. Siyata Mobile, NASDAQ, recently announced a merger with Core Gaming, generating $80 million revenues. BigBear.ai, BBay, collaborates with Hardy Dynamics for U.S. Army's Project Linchpin. CEO Kevin McAleenan says they're advancing AI operations across the defense ecosystem. Lottery.com, CEO Matthew McGann discusses leading digital transformation of $340 billion global lotto market. Fuel Cell Energy, FEL, receives 5.9 million CAD grant to produce synthetic fillet fuel with electrolyzer technology. CEO Jason Few aims to provide sustainable energy solutions leveraging nuclear power. For more information, visit wallstreetreporter.com.
Sentry RMS by Accucom chooses CentCore Data Center for cloud installation. Sentry RMS, a public safety software provider by Accucom, has chosen CentCore Data Center for its cloud installation. CentCore, a division of Mitesco Inc., was selected for its cutting-edge technology, security commitment, and scalability. CentCor's facility is certified with SOC C2, Tier 3 Plus, and CGIS, ensuring top-level security and compliance. This partnership will allow Sentry RMS to enhance its services and operational capabilities. For more information about CentCor, visit their website. Mitesco Inc. is dedicated to providing accessible, higher quality, and affordable solutions to consumers. Contact Mitesco Investor Relations for more details.
Network news breaks. Nikola Mining Inc., OCH LIA, OTC Cube. CEO highlights cash flow and copper growth on Mining Newswire podcast. Nikola Mining Inc. CEO Peter Espig discussed the company's focus on monetizing high-grade gold, silver, and copper assets in British Columbia on Mining Newswire podcast. Nikola owns the only provincially permitted mill for third-party ore. With consistent production at the merit-based facility, Nikola serves as a hub for high-grade operations. Espig highlighted copper exploration at the new Craigmont site and plans for strategic acquisitions, positioning Nikola as a producer and explorer with long-term potential. Nikola Mining Inc. is listed on the TSXV and FSE, maintaining a 100% owned mill near Merritt, British Columbia. The company also owns the new Craigmont project, a high-grade copper property, and the Treasure Mountain property, encompassing 30 mineral claims and a mineral lease.
Mining News Select Australia 2025 to deliver premier investment showcase. Mining News Select Australia 2025 is set to deliver a premier investment showcase this July at Crown Perth, featuring over 30 junior mining companies and 400 investor meetings. Hosted by miningnews.net and powered by Aspremont, the event will highlight high-potential resources companies in critical minerals and gold sectors. These projects have undergone careful assessment to identify top development assets. For more information, visit the provided link. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering wire-grade press release syndication for private and public companies, providing access to a vast network of solutions, article syndication to thousands of outlets, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. Visit investorwire.com for more details. Why Tesla, Musk are switching their positions on EV tax credits? Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, once argued that the federal electric vehicle EV tax credit of $7,500 should be scrapped. He believed Tesla could succeed without government help, and even suggested that all subsidies, including those for oil and gas companies, should be removed. It remains to be seen how Chinese EV companies like NIO Inc. will try to benefit from the switch in positions on EV tax credits. Solar power leads investment boom, totaling $3.3 trillion. Recent data reveals that global investments in clean energy are set to reach $3.3 trillion, with solar expected to attract $450 billion in funding by 2025. The International Energy Agency predicts record levels of green energy investments as investors show increased interest in renewable energy. Companies like SolarBank Corp, Nasdaq Hisyun, FSC, GY2 have opportunities to attract investors and enhance shareholder value. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focused on shaping the future of the green economy, provides tailored corporate communication solutions for companies in the renewable energy sector. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com. Wallet unveils 3-year forecast and strategic vision for the future of AI-powered shopping. Wallet.co Ltd., a London-based fintech innovator, has unveiled its 3-year forecast for AI-powered e-commerce. Led by CEO Ilya Mikin, Wallet is building payment infrastructure for the AI commerce era. Consumers are moving towards ask and checkout experiences, relying on AI assistance for purchases. Wallet projects AI shopping to reach $945 billion by 2028, representing 15% of online purchases. Merchants must prepare for AI commerce across discovery, personalization, checkout, and retention. Wallet's next-gen checkout platform is designed for embedded AI interfaces, supporting low-cost, high-conversion payments. As conversational commerce grows, Wallet aims to be the go-to infrastructure for AI-optimized payments. The future of commerce is agent-led, with AI systems handling transactions seamlessly.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsArampFinance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.